is a good festival. It's the best in the whole world. Gamble Rogers gets more out of this than do I. So I'm going to ask him to sing you a song. And Jim, tell him the story, Abraham.
Well, somebody showed me a newspaper clipping from a paper in Alachua, Florida. Now, did I pronounce that right? Alachua. Or should I say Alachua?
Alachua.
All right. Well, I'll start pronouncing it right. If one man here can tell me why they say Hogtown, I've been trying to find that out for years. I'd like to hear about it backstage. There was a newspaper clipping about a man named Jim Williams who was condemned to death by hanging. He was a black man, and by the time the sentence was ready to be carried out, the hanging law was repealed. So he was conveyed to Rayford Penitentiary, where he was strapped in the electric chair by a warden and another official, neither of whom really wanted to be the first to pull the switch on this dread instrument of human destruction. They argued, some say, for 45 minutes over who should send the man to his ultimate reward, only to have a parliamentarian enter the death chamber and point out to them that it's illegal to keep somebody waiting beyond a certain stipulated amount of time for a death sentence to be carried out. It's cruel and unusual punishment to do so. So they had no recourse but to unstrap the prisoner and let him up. That's the way the first electrocution in Florida ended. Well, as usual, we ain't exactly eat up with liberals out here. In any event, Jim Williams became a trustee and he later saved someone's life and he was pardoned by the governor. And it takes an artist with the sensibility of a Will McLean to sense the poetic potential of a story like this and take a proletarian name like Jim Williams and change it to the Ballad of Abraham Washington. We all recorded this song in Winter Park, Florida, a long time ago. Let's trade verses. I'll do the first one. There was a man named Washington, his first name Abraham, and the judge he vowed he'd ride the rope into the promised land. Before he met his fateful doom, the hanging law was dead. Took him down to Rayford Town to the electric chair instead.
Chair, and so while he was waiting, the warden and the county sheriff were talking and debating which one of us must throw the switch, send this man to hell. But no decision he could be, in prison he would dwell.
So they took him from the electric chair, his sweat had turned to blood. They told him that his life was spared, and from his eyes did flood salty tears of gratefulness. It happens to all men. Down on his knees he made this vow to never sit again.
Take it on out, Jim.
Thank you.
can't remember neither.
One day a prison gang did ride by pastures that were green. A mother and her baby strolled so happy and serene. Suddenly a vicious bull did charge this frightened wife. And Abraham, he jumped the fence and he saved the woman's life. Paul is playing. And a pardon full for Washington, his first name Abraham, who made a vow to never sit again while on this land. The last accounts of Washington, the day was cold and wet. Was Abraham, have you kept your vow? And he said, I ain't set yet.
Thank you. It sure is good to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, James Billy has written innumerable songs about Florida, about his people. And he lives what he writes. And he's going to do one now that I had the honor to make up. And it is indeed a great honor to have this man of his caliber sing my song, Seminole.
Where the dark stream waters run, almost strangers to the sun. Ghostly dances early morn, paying homage to green corn. Seminole, Seminole. Bitter hatreds, they do fade. No more war cries in the glades. Basket weavers, you have turned. Many a white man's ways you've learned. Seminole, Seminole. Seminole, you noble race, there is honor in your face. You did never lose your stand. This is still your golden land. Seminole, Seminole, you noble race, there is honor in your face. You did never lose your stand. This is still your golden land.
Just to show you how all of us, I don't want to be melodramatic, all of our hearts beat together, as do yours. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the beautiful songs of Don Grunes.
All of this land belonged to the Seminoles before the white people came here, the Spaniards. They came to the prairie searching for gold, demanding what did not exist. When Chief Vida Chuco explained there was none. DeSoto put irons on his wrists. Then Chief Vita Chuka had a great feast. He told tales across the campfire about the vast riches beyond the Suwannee. Told the Spaniards to search over there. Then the Indian knives met the big Spanish swords and were broken in the battle that night. Chief Vita Chuco slashed DeSoto's face, but he lost his own life in the fight. When DeSoto recovered, his rage was still high. He said, "Bring all those Indians to me." He slaughtered 1,200, laughed as they died. Then he marched on across the Suwannee. Indians waited, then they came back again to the prairie, and they hoped to remain. But the white men still wanted that lush prairie land, so they fought the new leader, King Payne. Colonel Dan Noonan brought troops to the lake. King Payne brought his warriors there too. He routed the soldiers, but he lost his own life. As Indians usually do. 'Cause the soldiers came back as they always return, drove the Indians off of their land, fired 400 villages, watched them all burn. Ended the struggle, Vita Chuco began. Now there are no more Indians in North Florida. There's no more land for the white man to take. There's only a prairie named for King Payne and for Colonel Dan Noonan, a lake. Now 400 years have gone by since that night Vita Chuco slashed DeSoto's face. Now white men are living on King Payne's prairie. They're sailboating on Dan Noonan's lake. Thank you very much.
I want to ask Jim to tell you a story that somebody told us in New York about a wild hog. You want to tell them what happened up there?
Well, among Will's honors, certainly must be mentioned the time that he was invited by Pete Seeger to sing in Carnegie Hall in a celebration of American folk song. And for any of you who are archivists or who are inclined to keep old issues of Broadside magazine around, there is one of Will's songs printed there. I rather suspect it is Osceola. I'm not sure which one it was, but it bore a foreword by Pete Seeger in which he said that Will McLean was, in his estimation, the greatest practicing writer of American folk songs at that time, this being in the early 70s. So you see, these are all links in a chain. It goes way back. And when I was living in New York, Will McLean was up there to do a celebrity series of concerts, one of which was in Carnegie Hall. And he was staying uptown with some folks who were members of the movement, went back into the 30s and 40s. And they were old folk singers, and they had a deep sense of politics that permeated their music and the presentation of their music. And there was a musical soiree at their house, and Will was the featured performer, and he kept trying to sing this song. It's about a wild hog in Gulf Hammock, a celebrated, almost near-mythical, horrific, blood-curdling porker. And every time he did three or four lines, one of the members of this group would jump up and say, "Wait, what Mr. McLean isn't saying is that this beast represents all that is malign and evil in nature. It is the dark eye of the darkest part of the forest, and the man who walks there is on a night walk, and there is a great, it's a metaphor," and it's, and Will just turned around in the middle of all that and said, "Hell, Jim, it's just a song about a pig."
There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, dark to brown and yellow sand. It was on a lonesome evening, pretty near the setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote a gun. Times at night I gets to thinking, that old hog's still on my mind. I walks out in the moonlight, and the shivers hold my spine. There he stood, his red eyes burning, slobber running down his jaw. I'd never seen a sight so fearful, chilled me to my very maw. There's a wild hog in your family. I don't reach on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, dark to brown and yellow sand.
Take it home, Mr. Tim. Wild hog!
We'd like to do this one for James Cook, who is, he touches with us once in a while. His wings are feathered, and he flies everywhere, and he flies with us, as we do with all of you. Let me leave you with a little thing for the wildlife. We've been up here having a good time and thinking about ourselves. Let's do something. I'd just like to acknowledge them and that what's happening to them in this world, our world. And they're crying, and they're sending this to you. Paul, will you and Jim give us some background? Just anything. For all of you people out there who love animals, just I'm going to recite something. Deep in the glade where the wild deer wade and play neath the ghost-like moon, soft misty rain damps the sawgrass plain, a night bird answers a loon. Swamp singers tell of how lost in the spell and the beauty of nature's way, a last dying squeak from the claw and beak, a silent owl clutches its prey. Wild as a hog in a dark hammock bog, fire in the eye shows the mean. In mangrove trees drone swarming bees and snowy egrets in preen. This precious land of muck, sawgrass, sand dies with more creatures each dawn, their song only heard in the moan of the wind, for the rain is over and gone. And to leave you, beautiful people, and my beautiful friends here, Thelma Bolton, all of you, thank you for Florida. Don't mean to be heavy, but we hope to see you, if not here next year, somewhere in Florida in the wind. And leave you with my heart. It's called Florida Sand. Wherever I wander, in summer or winter, the ocean is calling me back to Florida sand, sand, sand. To Florida sand, sand, sand. The wind and the ocean are calling me back to the sand, sand, sand. To Florida sand, sand, sand.
waves softly sparkle beneath the bright moon. Night birds are crying, return to me soon. Oh, Florida, Florida, my heart you ever, for always the love of this man is Florida sand. Sand, sand, is Florida sand. Sand, sand. Beautiful sun-kissed land, oh, Florida sand.
Has anybody heard the new state song?
Softly sparkle beneath the bright moon. Night birds are crying, return to me soon. Oh, Florida, Florida, my heart you ever, for always the love of this man is Florida sand. Sand, sand, it's Florida sand, sand, sand. Beautiful sun-kissed land, oh, Florida sand.
That ain't the state song, but it could be. God bless you. Don Groom, Chief James Billy, the great incomparable Paul Champion, and the great incomparable Gamble Rogers, and God bless you. We all love you. Thank you so much.
Well, back when I was a boy in Orlando, we used to go see the Washington Senators play exhibition games before they became the Minnesota Twins. And every time there was a game in the seventh inning, everybody would get up and stretch. And why don't we do that right now? Get up and stretch. And well, I used to play over in Gainesville a lot, and there's an awfully lively music scene over there. The old Hatchet Creek Festival, which was one of the first festivals in which I was able to see the phenomenon of folk music and the youth culture mixing with good old boys. And there were lots of lively exchanges in those days all around Melrose and Interlochen, Newberry, and up and down 13th Street. And two of the seminal groups in this cultural crossover are with us tonight. They are the Cross Creek Cloggers and the Buck Snort Barn Dance Band. Make them welcome. Well, I thought they were ready. You can keep on stretching for a while, and when you hear the feet start flying around, why then give them a rousing welcome. All right, let's hear it.
Barn Dance Band, and we're going to bring up the Cross Creek Carvers right now.
Oh, buddy!
Little tune here called Money in Both Pockets. Brent, I don't know about you, but that tune sure don't suit.